Today from the Ohio Newsroom, keeping farmers in the field.
Support comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. Support comes from Ohio CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Chronic conditions like arthritis or diabetes can slow Ohioans down as they age. For farmers, these physical disabilities impact their livelihood. One program is working to bring them the tech they need to continue growing. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Len Vonderhaar has been farming corn and soybeans in Preble County since 1962. Each year has only grown his love for his more than 2,000-acre utopia.
We live in a paradise right here in the Midwest.
He says one of his greatest joys is being out in the field, working alongside his son and grandson. At 87, he's never once considered stopping.
I get tired, but not retired. Probably whenever, unless I'm forced to set back or settle down, But no, I enjoy getting out every day.
But an injury 10 years ago threatened his work. Vonderhaar suffered a severe spine injury. Suddenly, he couldn't operate farm equipment he had used for years. On a cold and windy afternoon, Vonderhaar walks me out to his combine.
This is it right here. There's really not much to it, see?
The farm machinery towers over us at more than 10 feet tall. Its steps, steep and narrow, are now too difficult for Vonderhaar to climb. But each September, he's still able to harvest thanks to a mechanical lift.
See this button right here? And down, and that one's up. So you just raise yourself up.
Ohio AgriBility installed the lift for him. The Ohio State University Extension Program partners with opportunities for Ohioans with disabilities to connect farmers like Vonderhaar to free assistive technology.
Our food does not come from the grocery store. It comes from a farmer. We need them to continue growing.
That's program director Laura Ackerman. She says heavy machinery makes farming an inherently dangerous profession. One out of 14 Ohio farm families experience a farm-related injury each year, according to OSU research. On top of that, the agricultural workforce is aging and dealing with things like arthritis and diabetes. The average age of an Ohio farmer is 58. AgriBility coordinators educate them on their options. Having trouble moving livestock? A calf cart puts less strain on your back. Wrists hurt when you rake? They can install a robo-handle to ease the pain.
It's too easy to focus on what can't you do. They know exactly what they can't do. We don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about what you can do.
She says this adaptive tech helps around 20 Ohio farmers each year and prevents further injuries. 25-year-old Kane Lewis always knew he wanted to follow in his father's footsteps and become a farmer in West Portsmouth. But when he became a paraplegic after a hunting accident at 19, that dream felt far away.
And when I had the surgery, my doctor told me, he said, what's your major? And I said, agriculture. And he goes, well, you probably should switch it because a guy in a wheelchair will never be able to have a job in agriculture.
He wasn't deterred. He tried using a forklift at home to get in his tractor, but he didn't feel safe. AgriBility coordinators installed a lift on his truck that could bring him onto any piece of farm machinery and got him a motorized wheelchair that easily rolls across soil.
Man, it saved my life, I guess is the best way to put it. I live life now. I'm not just getting through it. I live life.
The program didn't just allow Lewis to harvest. It gave him independence, a quality he says every farmer values. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Preble County.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.